Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on what I truly believe a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. Know that we don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny, or simply to achieve greater personally or professionally wherever you may be in life today. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to, what am I being more equipped for, Coach Adams, you may be saying and thinking, to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow, 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 wow. Can I say wow? Each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/InspiredMediaForYou. www.blogtalkradio.com/InspiredMedia, the number four and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you our global listening audience for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject. And then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, A equals question mark, IQ versus EQ. That is the question. EQ versus IQ. A equals question mark. We're going to take a rich discovery on this evening and dig into these very areas that I absolutely love. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you, our global listening audience, take a quick moment to invite someone to today's show, today's broadcast, write on someone's Facebook wall, send someone an email, send someone a text, send someone a fax, old school, a DM, a tweet, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, do whatever you need to do, ultimately, to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We thank you in advance and extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens and notepads, iPads and tablets sitting at your desktops or laptops, all are available currently to you, then I encourage you to grab something so that you can soak in the richness of what is being shared today on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. EQ versus IQ is the question. You know, as we approach this Thanksgiving holiday and celebrate what we are thankful for, I wanted to bring a subject that really connects around this season, this mindset of Thanksgiving, but I wanted to connect that with our journey and this process that we are all on to achieve our goals, obviously to crystallize our vision, and to live out our dreams. You know, a part of my Shape Up and Win, as we are moving into actually the next Shape Up Win Shop scheduled for January the 27th, SHAPE is an acronym. And the A in SHAPE has a meaning, and that's what we're looking at on today. And we're going to take a look from a different point of view. You know, it's so interesting because as I journey on life, I'm always gaining insight from different areas, different point of views. And this one has always been one that I've had conversations with individuals in my coaching practice, personally and professionally, because so often, and you've heard this quote, it is your attitude, not your aptitude, that determines your altitude. It is your attitude, not your aptitude, that determines your altitude. And as I process around this quote that many of us have heard on so many different levels, it brings me to this subject of EQ versus IQ. Because it's important to understand that when we have the right attitude and the right aptitude, we are in a greater position to soar. But so often people will say, oh, Coach Adams, does my attitude really matter? I'm well equipped to handle the task at hand. Does my attitude matter? You know, what's interesting is that this approach is backed by studies which have shown that 80% of our success is based on our EQ compared to 20% for our IQ. And so often, many would say, I would rather have someone that has a great attitude, who has fire and passion, but may not necessarily have the aptitude that I'm looking for. But this individual who has the right attitude, I can mold and shape. And it's interesting because as I'm back in the corporate arena doing some consulting, I can really see the effects of this at a different level. And I remember my mentors would often say, when we would talk about different people for the team, they would often say, I want someone who's passionate and has fire. They may not have the greatest skills, but skills one can learn. I want that person. Ultimately, what they were saying is that has the right attitude. And, you know, this EQ is our emotional intelligence. And emotionally, I often share in my wind shop that it is so important that we have to prepare for the battle before the battle. What does that mean? It means that we have to get our mind in the right place because our attitude shapes our thoughts. And so my question to you as we are looking at what we have to be grateful for, as we approach Thanksgiving, as it relates to how do you actually see your vision, your goals? Do you see them as achievable? Do you see them as possible or impossible? Do you see that they are too great versus I can attain them? What is your mindset? Because the key is not so much what happens to us as individuals, a man or a woman. It's not about what happens. It is how do we face, how do we handle life circumstances. You know, I was sharing with an individual and they were talking about that this person has grown so bitter. They had a bad experience, and they have grown so bitter. And, you know, the question raised as it relates to our attitude, when we are faced with adversity, when we are faced with challenges, how will we respond? Will you respond from a bitter, venomous point of view? Or will you respond and grow and be better? Bitter or better is the question. Because on this journey known as life, on the journey of success, guess what? There are going to be highs and lows. Just this journey of life, even if you took business out of the equation, and I'm saying personally or professionally, this journey is like a roller coaster. That is the reality. It really is like this vibrant roller coaster. And I often joke around and I'll say, you know, hands in the air at the top of the coaster, counting one, two, three, whee! Because we never know what we're going to have to deal with from moment to moment. This vibrancy of life, it is likened to a roller coaster. And when we understand that there will be lots of ups and there'll be lots of downs, there may be some curves and some loops and some dips and some flips and all of this, that what matters the most, because we're going to encounter the challenges, the difficulty, the adversity, the obstacles, It's all a part of the journey. But what matters most is how do we handle? How do we handle the circumstances when they arise? Do you choose to, again, be bitter or better? Our response is key, and our attitude, what's so interesting, is that do you know that your attitude, negative or positively, it is infectious? And my question to you, this thought to ponder is, how are you affecting the people around you? Understanding that attitude is infectious. I have the ability to affect others. And so as it relates to this journey of life, this journey of success, of achieving my goals or not, of my vision coming to life or not, living out my dreams or not, it boils down to my attitude. An attitude, as it relates to success principles, you can read, I don't care how many books around success, how many principles you hear around success. One of the key elements that is often shared universally, any point of view, is attitude, the significance of one's attitude. You know, I've often shared that for me, because I really do believe this. I've bought into this on my journey. I really do. And I know that when I speak positive, empowering words, how that makes it's infectious for me. And when I'm around individuals that are negative, as one would say, they're Debbie Downers. You know, they suck the life out of the atmosphere. And the same is true for our vision. Are you speaking life to your vision? Are your thoughts, and I would say, let's step back and evaluate it in this way. Evaluate your thoughts. Associate it with how you feel about your vision, your goals. Maybe you're like, Coach Adams, I don't have a vision. I don't have any goals right now. Okay, that's fine. I get it. We're all at different levels. So let's take out the whole fact of vision and goals. Simply put, how are you feeling about your life in general? Because this principle crosses over personally and professionally. It's not just professionally I have to have my attitude in a positive place. It's not just professionally. It overflows personally. What is your general outlook on life? Because if we maintain a positive mental attitude, as I stated earlier, this is infectious. People want to be around you, personally or professionally, because of your attitude. And this is something that we have to grow in the habit of. For some of us, it's harder for us to accomplish this because we all have the choice and we have to choose. We have to choose to have an inner dialogue of self-encouragement and self-motivation and self-inspiration talk to ourselves. But many of us can easily go to that place of self-defeat, self-pity, woe is me, and we don't realize the power and the significance in our attitude and the yield that will come in our lives because of the power of our point of view, the power of our mindset, the power of our attitude, and how we affect those that are around us. You know, for me, I want people to say, wow, I want to be in her presence. She's refreshing. It's like a breath of fresh air. It's like, water in the desert, whatever the case may be, whatever illustration you want to use. I don't want to be that person that people see me coming and they turn in the opposite direction, like, oh, I don't want to encounter them. Oh, I know it's going to be earth because of my attitude. So know that, again, attitude is infectious. And one of the things that I coach individuals on in my coaching practice who may be struggling with this, because you may be saying, okay, Coach Adams, I get it. This is a legitimate struggle for me. Give me some wisdom. Give me some insight. Help me with this challenge. And as we're going into Thanksgiving, the one thing that I want to encourage you, and this has been so beneficial for not only me, but for those that I support in my coaching practice and encounter and training and what have you, is that start a gratitude journal. Start to take the opportunity, be intentional, and focus in on, and this is very simple. In theory, it's very simple, but in practice, for many, it's quite difficult. Every day, look at, journal, think about, capture 5 things that you are grateful for, 5 things that you are thankful for. Sometimes it may just be, woo, I'm so happy I had that delicious cup of coffee. Other times, it may be deeper, greater. Woo, I'm so happy that I got the money for rent today. Whatever it looks like for you. But I challenge you this Thanksgiving week that you start a gratitude journal and you begin to capture each day 5 things that you have to be thankful for, that you are grateful for. Because this is a wonderful and dynamically powerful thing that happens, that when you sit down with this intentionality to capture at the end of your day with all of the stuff what you have to be thankful for, what you have to be grateful for, you shift your mindset. You shift your mindset from all of the negative stuff. And I'm not minimizing that life is filled with challenges. I said that moments ago. We talked about that just a moment ago, that life is this roller coaster. Woo! We don't know where the next dip is. We don't know where the next turn is. So I'm acknowledging that life is filled with uncertainty. I often reference the, I'm having a brain freeze. Forrest Gump. I reference this often. Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates. We never know what we're going to get. We never know from day to day what we're going to get. It's so interesting because literally just a couple of days ago I was speaking on this very thing in the corporate setting because I do corporate coaching and consulting. And I was sharing with one of the employees and we were talking about the industry. And she said, it's so exciting because every day is something different. You never know. And I said, yeah, it's the whole Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And so many of us, we actually yield our power to the circumstances. We give up our power to the circumstances instead of maintaining our power. So when all of this stuff starts to happen, we get into the negative Nelly, woe is me, instead of seeing, in spite of it all, what do I have to be grateful for? And that's why The gratitude journal is so key because it assists you in shifting your thoughts, because your attitude shapes your thoughts. So now if I can shift my thoughts from the negative to the positive just by capturing five things that I'm grateful for, instead of focusing in on all of the negativity, the negative stuff, I'm making a conscious decision to shift my focus. Now I'm not bitter, I'm growing better. My attitude will become infectious. People will enjoy being around me, finding me refreshing because of my point of view, because of my outlook on life. And as we stated, it is so not what happens to us. It really isn't. Everybody has stuff that happens. The rubber meets the road, and what matters most is, how do I handle life's circumstances? The stuff. How do I process through all of the issues, all of the stuff that I may be faced with? And so I want you to start today. Make a commitment to start your gratitude journal and let me know how that goes for you. Do it for 30 days. Just try it out for 30 days. Why 30 days? Because it takes 30 days to create a habit. And I want you to grow in the habit of shifting your focus. You are now taking control. And, you know, we all have the power. We all have it in us, but many of us submit into life's challenges, the circumstances, adversities, the obstacles, the stuff. But when you make that conscious effort and you have this intentionality to focus in on what you are grateful for, what you are thankful for, you are now shifting your energy. And the more you do it, what happens is it becomes powerful. And the reason why I'm encouraging you, if you don't already do this, to keep a journal, because when things get tough, you may not be able to think about what you can be grateful for. But if you're journaling now, guess what? You can look and reflect back. It makes it easy, and just in that, it starts to shift your focus. Because now you are touchstoning. You're looking back on those moments, those stones of goodness, those things that you were able to be thankful for. The simple abundances of life, as Sarah Brand Braddock, I believe is her last name, would say. And so I want you to accept this challenge. How many of you that are listening in will accept this challenge? Start today. After you close out on Motivational Mondays, I want you to take a look at, what do I have to be grateful for? What do I have to be thankful for? As my mentor has a song, Mrs. Hattie Hollingsworth, count your blessings one by one. Take the opportunity to count your blessings. Attitude matters. If anyone tells you it doesn't, they don't have a clue. Remember, 80% of our success is based on EQ compared to 20%, which is based on our IQ. Many of us have heard, oh, I want somebody who has a high IQ. Yes, I would love someone who has a high IQ, but I also want someone who has a high EQ, and that EQ is emotional intelligence. They can handle things, and we're seeing it in the world around us, that many do not know how to handle life's circumstances. We see it in the news media every day. You know, the situation that occurred at the concert in Las Vegas, what was that, 2 months ago now? It was an results, direct result of someone who, in my opinion, and I don't know the man, but just based on the headlines, I would say that individual, his EQ was lacking. He may have had the IQ, but his EQ was lacking. And unfortunately, we saw that through the devastation that occurred in those news media highlights, headlines. And so I want you to really step back and evaluate, what is my point of view? What is my point of view? How do I feel about my vision, my goals, life in general? Do you feel like life is just hard? I hear Annie, it's a hard not life for me. Is that what you, because if you're singing that, if that's your song, that is what it's going to be, because attitude is everything. How can you shift your attitude? By shifting what you give your attention to. Whatever we give our attention to, that spirit will come and live in us and manifest out of us. That spirit of, it's a hard knock life for me, whatever it is, or I am, all things are possible, if that's your song. Whatever it looks like, we're giving life to that on either side. And our attitude, without question, guess what? It's your attitude, not your aptitude, which is speaking to your IQ. Attitude speaking to our EQ that determines your altitude. We want to have a balance of both. Don't get me wrong. But many of us, it's not, our challenge is not our IQ, our intelligence, our intellect, but rather emotionally, where are we? Where are my thoughts? And so this journey, as we are in our Shape Up series today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, today is about shaping up in our attitude. SHAPE, again, is an acronym. The A is attitude. And as we prepare to go into this week of Thanksgiving, don't let Thanksgiving just be a day for you. And for many, it is. They're thankful on that day. But the rest of the year, they have stinking thinking. Their attitude is nasty. It's bitter. It's ugh. Don't let that be you. You have the power to change it. So if you're not yielding, if you're not getting the results that you want, step back. Be honest with yourself. Evaluate. How am I viewing the world around me? How am I viewing my life? Is my attitude negative or positive? Where do I need to shift? Because whatever we focus our attention on, that's what we're giving life to. And we breathe life or death in the words that we speak. I want to give you a snapshot that Coach Adams did an amazing piece. I'm saying amazing. I believe it's amazing, and I look forward to you having the opportunity to receive it as a part of a book called The Change, an empowerment book called The Change. I'm one of 20 co-authors that contributed, and I did a piece on the power of words. You will be able to order The Change before the year ends out. Actually, I'm ordering my copies currently, so when I have them on hand, you'll see more socially through social media concerning that and what have you. I'm just kind of giving you a snapshot and making the connection with this, because this power of words is so key. And many of you are like, oh, Coach Adams, I know you share that often. And I do, because I'm passionate about the significance of words. And we can hear a thing, But what do we do with what we hear? Does it make an impact? Does it make a difference? Are we just hearers of something and we're not doing, we're not converting? And that is my heaviness today, because do you know that we are about to say bye-bye to 2017? Today is November the 20th. We have right at thereabout 41 days left in 2017. And my question raised to you, are you in a different position from when you started this year? Are you in the same position? Are you in a worse position? And if you are, you need to step back and start to reflect and evaluate so that you can make some shifts moving into this new year. You don't have to take this stuff of the past with you, but you will take it if you take the same you into this new year. So determine, is it my attitude? Is it, do I have stinking thinking? What do I need to do to make a shift? I'm giving you one simple, easy breezy thing to do. Bottom line is our attitude shapes our thoughts, and our thoughts are associated with the words that have been spoken, or the words that I'm reading, or the words that I'm seeing. So how do I shift that? I shift the words that I'm hearing. I shift the words that I'm seeing, that I'm reading, the images that I'm seeing. I make that shift, and I shift my negative self-talk. Do you know we are our worst enemy? Oh, we are our worst enemy. I am guilty as well. Believe you me, I understand. As one would say, the struggle is real. The struggle is real. I get it. So I want you to know, Coach Adams, by no means is she on a little pedestal. I have clay feet just like you. I am in process just like you. I'm on the journey just like you. And so I want you to know that I get that the struggle is real. I want to hear from you about this struggle that, without question, is a real struggle. This is the time in our program where we open up our lines for you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are at your electronic device or on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. This is a safe environment. Want to hear from you. We get out of life what we put into life, what we put into our journey. So your resident empowerment coach is in session, and we're taking your questions and your comments live now on EQ versus IQ. A equals what? You've guessed it, attitude. I know you had to get that, right? So as we continue in today's broadcast, in today's programming, at any stage you can press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And we thank you for tuning into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. You know, I truly, without question, and people think I'm just being funny, but I mean this at my, every fiber of my being means this. It is so true for me at my core. I absolutely love Mondays I really do. And I love coming together and having the opportunity to empower you. It makes my heart sing to empower others. And that is what I was created to do. And I'm clear on that. A part of my full circle of empowerment, and I want to share this with you, our global listening audience, and remind some, share for the first time with others, that a part of the full circle of empowerment that Coach Adams has to offer, this full circle of empowerment is to support you on your journey to achieve greater success, whatever that looks like for you. So with that, of course, every Monday, we are right here on Inspired Media for you, bringing you Motivational Mondays, bringing you what I desire to bring you is rich and empowering content that would inspire you and support you on your journey to achieve greater success. So that's every Monday. Twice a year, in January and July, we host our live empowerment workshop, Win Shop, as we have been coining that phrase, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, an amazing time to shape up and win. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. I want you to know that through this full circle of empowerment that Coach Adams has available for you, receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. If you're interested in 4 hours of power, you can visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. Our pre-Black Friday, Cyber Monday promotion is 2 for $50. The tickets are normally $38 per person. You can get 2 tickets for $50. And, oh my gosh, are you ready for this? The first 15 people to register will receive a complimentary autographed copy of The Change, where Coach Adams, your very own Coach Adams resident empowerment coach, is a co-author of. Is that not, and that's valued at $19.99. So add that up. You're getting quite a value, not to mention the 4 hours of power, which is without question priceless, that you will receive. So in addition to that, we have our winner's circle. We just had an amazing winner's circle this past Saturday, which is a part of the Shape Up journey, group coaching, individual one-on-one coaching. So there are various layers that are available for you. If you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com, and or send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Again, our lines are open. Would love to hear from you. Don't be shy. Feel free to chime in. I understand that some of you may be listening in and you're in an environment where you can't speak freely or you have great hesitation. I want you to know that we have, especially for you, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. This is an open group, and it's a wonderful way to continue the dialogue, to share your thoughts and comments. In addition, maybe you have a show idea, a topic that you would like to see touched on. We would definitely love the opportunity to hear from you so that we can bring that content and programming to the airwaves for you. It's a group that anyone can join. So if you're not already a part of that group, feel free. And, hey, maybe you have a guest that you feel would bring forth quality programming and that you would say, I feel like the Motivational Mondays audience needs to hear from that person. So as we prepare to close out this year, next week I'm excited to share that we have Lisa Johnson, a licensed realtor with Lion real estate. Lisa will be sharing on the power of identity. In December, we have Renee M. Brewers, who will be speaking on the freedom of hope and liberty. There's a little backdrop behind the scenes associated with that. I'm really excited. I just booked another guest for December. Sheree Vishon will be on with us. She has just moved into her 7th edition of her goals journal. And so I'm really excited as we prepare to close out the year that this is a focus, and she and I are joining a partnership for the next Win Shop. We'll have a specialized segment on goals and goal setting and what that looks like as you start the new year. You don't want to miss the richness that will take place. So, again, I encourage you to get your tickets for the Win Shop, play in the sandbox socially, engage, interact, don't be shy, don't be scared. What have we talked about today on Motivational Mondays as we do a quick loop around summary as we prepare to close out? And of course, in our summaries, we always bring a little greater fullness to each of the areas. And so what we've talked about is EQ versus IQ. EQ being our emotional intellect, our emotional intelligence, intellect, versus just having the intellect, the high IQ, that emotionally is so significant because this emotional IQ affects our attitude. You know, I love using the illustration that many of us can relate to. Is your glass half empty or is it half full? Because the optimist, their attitude is, it's always half full. The pessimist, the attitude is, it's always half empty. There's never enough. It's about to end. The supplies are limited. Negative Nelly. So what is your point of view? And we're talking about your point of view in general regarding your life's journey. As long as you have that dash between your sunrise and your sunset and breath in your body, there's still something for you to accomplish. I don't know what that may or may not be, but maybe you have a story to tell. Maybe there is a business in you. I don't know. Maybe you are to take under your wing and mentor someone else. I don't know what it all looks like for you, but I know that as long as you have breath in your body, there is still a purpose for your life. It's not that we are just to dwindle away. I want quality of life. And, you know, I was sharing with someone and I said, I legitimately wake up every day, even in the seasons where the resources were slim and all of that, with a great vibrancy for life and excited about what each day was going to bring, because I knew that I was living a journey of purpose and fueling my passions daily. So I want you to know that wherever you are, your attitude plays a factor. So A equals attitude in our SHAPE UP acronym, and our attitude shapes our thoughts. And so when you are looking at where you are as you begin to reflect and close out this year of 2017, literally in 41 days, what is your attitude concerning your journey personally and professionally? Professionally, of course, being associated with your vision and your goals, and are you on the pathway of living out your dreams? Don't just exist. And that gives me such heaviness. And so if I can assist one person in tapping into and making a shift in their attitude. And now you can affect those around you because attitude is infectious. No matter what you think, it plays a role in everything. You can't get away from it because how you view the world around you, how you view the obstacles and challenges, that is going to affect your outcome. And so I would love for you to play in the sandbox, but if you don't, guess what? No worries. We're going to continue to give you what you need with the hope that you will shift. To maintain a winning attitude, you have to challenge yourself to learn something new every day. You have to challenge yourself, as we discussed earlier, in shifting your focus from the negative to the positive. How do I do that, Coach Adams? One of the ways, and this is just one of the ways, is you can start to maintain a gratitude journal. What am I thankful for? We've discussed in detail the significance of the words that not only you are speaking, the words that you are hearing, the words that you are seeing. Why? Because what you're hearing, what you're seeing, those are the gateways to your soul. And so what you give your attention to, the spirit of that, whatever that is, negative or positively, it takes root and it begins to live in you. You begin to manifest that. You know, I often share the story about Muggsy Bogues because forever ago, and he was a basketball NBA star back in the 90s, I believe it was, or 2000, 90s. And he was very short for the NBA. He didn't have the height that you would perceive for an NBA star. And I remember hearing him being interviewed, and this stood out to me because the question was raised, well, you don't really have the height, and I'm paraphrasing, giving you the essence of it, may not be reflecting it word for word, but I just want you to get the point. And so it was like, you don't have the height that you normally would see in the NBA. And what stood out the most to me about what he shared after that question, statement, comment was made, he said, you know what? No one ever told me that I couldn't. So his attitude was, I could. And he did. What is your attitude? Your attitude will either propel you or hold you back. And so we have to do an attitude check, determine where am I with my emotions, again, that EQ, my emotional intellect, my emotional bank account, is it depleted with the negative words of you can't, you won't, who do you think you are, it is impossible, there is no way, all of those negative words. You know, I understand in training and just it's been stated that we receive one positive word to 25 negative words during that time of our creating our files and programming. So there, that's why I often state that we have a lot of stinking thinking. And so we have to counteract all of those negatives that affect our attitude with positives. In what we see, what we hear, and more than anything, we have to be consciously aware of what we are speaking. And that's why I want you, as we are going into Thanksgiving, I'm giving you the challenge for a simple task for 30 days, and I want you to let me know how it goes for you. We have another minute or so before we close out, so if you want to interact, ask a question, make a comment, press 1 on your telephone keypad. You do still have a moment or two to be able to do that. But this gratitude journal that I'm recommending to you is so powerful because it helps you in being intentional to make a shift. And sometimes that's just what we need. We need to make a shift. It's so interesting because when I'm around people that their point of view is negative, because it takes I am not perfect. Again, clay feet, not perfect. But I have always been, even before I was a coach, I was one that was always looking for the positive in any situation. Not perfect, but that has been my point of view. And so it's interesting because, I don't know, you have to kind of taste and process, how do you feel when you're in the presence of others, certain people? I had an associate, and they were sharing, and I was like, oh, they're being so negative right now. And it was like my insides were just like saying, yuck, put tooey. It wasn't connecting well with me. I know you're like, Coach Adams, you are just too silly. Can we just have fun? I mean, bottom line. But bottom line is, I want you to get the point, and I hope that it stays with you that when you evaluate the words that you're speaking, how does it make you feel? When you hear the words of others, how does that make you feel? Because attitude is infectious. And so we draw people in negatively or positively. And as we prepare to wrap up today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, I want to challenge you. This is your journey work. Your journey work is to determine, how do you feel about your life, period? When you're looking at how do you feel about your life, period, keeping it simple, personally and professionally, associated with your vision, your goals, but personally, your relationships, whatever that may be, how do you feel about your life? Why is this significant? Because your attitude shapes your thoughts. And so when you are able to be real, the struggle is real, when you're able to be real and have that real talk with you, now you can do what you need to do to make a shift. Be aware. Be aware of the words that you're listening to. Be aware of the words that you're seeing, images that you're seeing. Be aware of what you are speaking into your own life, into the lives of others. Be aware of that. Remember, we stated that it is not so much what happens to us, but rather it is. This is what's so significantly key. It is not so much what happens to us, but what matters is, how do I respond to life's roller coaster? Hands in the air, counting 1, 2, 3, getting ready to take the dip of life. Whee! Or the next loop, the turn. How do I respond? How do I handle the circumstances? Do I approach life from a point of gratitude, which is where the gratitude journal comes in? Am I thankful regardless of what state I may find myself in? Can I still be thankful in the midst of it all? And that is what I want to leave you with today. And I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for you. Remember that 80% of our success, personally and professionally, is based on our EQ compared to 20% is based on our IQ. EQ versus IQ. Attitude is key. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We trust that you would join us on next week when we talk about the power of identity with Lisa Johnson. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. Coach Adams, I am so thankful for you. I am so thankful for you tuning in, for you sharing with others. I'm thankful to be able to empower you from week to week. Thank you again for tuning in. Signing off for now, I coach, you win.